Hello, this is Superintendent Bill Ruane with a recap of the St. Mary City Board of Education meeting that was held on July 10th, 2024. The board passed a resolution of commendation recognizing Sierra Graber and Eli McNeil for their outstanding accomplishments in track this year. Sierra is a four-time state qualifier and four-time WBL champion and will continue her track career and educational career at Bowling Green State University. Eli McNeil will continue his track and academic career at Mount Nazarene College next year. The board then heard a presentation from Rock City Church and welcomed them to the area. The church will be starting a Grand Lake region area that will be based out of St. Mary's City Schools, what they will rent out of the auditorium and commons and lease that area every Sunday morning for their church services. So they welcomed Pastor Rick to the area and got to meet him and hear from him about Rock City Church and their interest in the community. The board then passed a agreement with Auglaize County ESC for a behavioral specialist. It will be run through St. Mary City Schools, but will be paid through Auglaize County ESC through a grant that they received. The board then passed several items related to personnel. They approved an addendum to Treasurer Andy Wilker's current contract and also approved a new four-year contract starting on August 1st, 2025 that will conclude July 31st, 2029. They then approved an addendum to the superintendent's contract, which is the last year of this contract, and then also approved a four-year contract that will also begin August 1st, 2025 and conclude on July 31st, 2029. The board then approved an agreement for a hearing impaired contract with Jackson Center Local Schools, as well as an agreement with the state auditor for not to exceed $6,000 for services. They also approved a purchase agreement or approval for a bus for the total of $144,740 in a bid through the Southwest EPC. The board then approved a capital projects fund resolution, which will establish a separate set-aside fund. It's very similar to what the board did several years ago when they set aside money out of the PI to put money out every year on the side so that when it was time to replace the turf, they would have money to do it. The turf will probably be replaced after this season, and the money that they've been setting aside for the last several years should be enough to pay for the turf. So that foresight was a good thing. Looking to do the same thing now with another set aside and looking to take the money from the lease agreement with Rock City Church and put that into the set aside account. Also the contract with Pepsi and put that money in there. Also future contracts and money can be put into there and help start collecting money that can be used for improvements that could be made to the stadium, to the track when the track needs replaced in a few years, and also to the auditorium if there needs to be updates and improvements made in those areas. So this is the start of setting that aside. They also approved the fund transfer of the $6,615 that was the first year of the Pepsi contract to start that fund off with. And then again, after next month, when the lease agreement is signed with Rock City Church, they will put that money into that account as well and continue to do so in the for future years. The board then approved the cafeteria profit loss statement for the 23-24 year. It's showing an end balance of $419,146.67. The board then heard reports from the committee and liaison reports. The Alumni Association is getting kicked off with their drives and First Fridays, and also very active in getting ready for the Hall of Fame game, which will be held this fall and have a new round of inductees that they're very excited about. They also are looking at continuing to reach out and help support the academics, athletics, and arts at St. Mary's. The news from TriStar, they did hire a new assistant director, and it is a St. Mary's Memorial alum, and Paula Van Tilburg was a Paula Getz, a 1998 graduate of St. Mary's Memorial High School who was active in DECA and in high school and then graduated with career tech background and has been working in career tech for the last 20 years and is currently an assistant at Vantage Career Center and will be making the move back home to work at TriStar as the assistant director there. So very excited to have a St. Mary's alum in that position. She will do great in that position. Talk a little bit about the Rock City agreement and the lease and getting that approved in next month. Also gave an update to the summer lunch program where our numbers have been averaging 1,100 individuals each week, which is more than double our neighboring districts, which we think speaks volumes of the program and the need in our community and will continue to do that. Also got an update on different projects around the different facilities that are happening this summer. Fence around East School Playground just went up. Some asphalt finishing off at the stadium on the parts of the stadium that were already asphalted, just putting the top base on there, the handicap area and inside the fence area for now, and the path under the bleachers will also be asphalted. Shelter house and storage area at the soccer stadium will be going up, which is a joint project between the soccer parents groups and Rider-Rooters and the St. Mary City Schools are putting up a shelter house there. So it's got an update on some of the projects going on around the district in the summer. And then the board concluded the meeting and did not go into executive session, but they did adjourn for the meeting in July. That concludes the meeting. Thank you.